Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." It's funny. Jesus got it, and we don't. We, in today's church, we'd like to tell ourselves that we're open and accepting, that we are people who love people, that we want everybody to be involved with us, that we want everyone to come to our church and feel welcome, that we have open hearts, open minds, open doors, that we are accepting, that we are open and affirming. But are we really, when we think about it? How often do we say, well, we welcome everyone, we love the sinner, just not the sin? Huh. It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you think about it, we're really not welcoming somebody at that point, are we? I mean, we say we are, but at the same time, we're still setting up a paradigm where they're just a little less than those of us who might have been in the church for the last 20-some years and have our own pew marked out and, you know, serve on certain committees because those are things that we do. And it's funny, because we don't see that with Jesus in this text, do we? Instead, we see the Pharisees and the scribes grumbling, just as, well, maybe we might at times when a new person comes in and takes our spot, per se. But we don't hear anything from Jesus. Instead, we see Jesus eating with these tax collectors and with these sinners. And we have to understand that eating in ancient times is not exactly the same as it is today. It's not like they were going out for a burger and fries together. Instead, eating really shows a lot of social location and a lot of social networking. You don't eat with the people who are less than you, and you don't eat with the wrong people, lest you might be turned into them or be dishonored with them. Thus it is that we see that Jesus is essentially saying, it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done, or who you are or what you do, you are welcome in my presence, and you are welcome to associate with me. Jesus doesn't say anything about, but you must stop what you're doing. It's almost as if Jesus understands, as Jesus only might, that we will always sin, and that we are all sinners. But we are all sinners who have received the grace of Christ. May we remember this as we progress through the Lenten journey.